This is a brief for the Creative Health Quality Framework Evaluator. The fee for this work is £8,000, including VAT and expenses where applicable. The deadline is 5 p.m. on Friday, the 28th of July. The project itself will run from September 2023 to around June 2024. The Culture, Health and Wellbeing Alliance is seeking an evaluator for the new Creative Health Quality Framework between September 2023 and June 2024. Background. CHWA is the national membership organisation for creative health for England. We use creative health to mean any creative or cultural activity that supports health and or well-being. Working with consultant Jane Willis, we're building the Creative Health Quality Framework with the people who already do this work to help individual creative practitioners, cultural and arts organisations and partners from health and social care to plan, deliver and assess good practice. You can read more about this on our website. Audience. Who the quality framework is for. It's for freelance creative practitioners, creative organisations, managers and producers, health, social care and community sector partners, policymakers, funders and commissioners, researchers and educators. Aims. What we hope the framework will achieve. We hope it will support practice development, improve working conditions, enable the best use of resources, support partnership development, improve participant experience and outcomes, advocate for creative health practice, inform funding criteria and decisions, and guide research and evaluation. The quality framework will be launched in September 23, after which it will be piloted, tested, and evaluated against these aims until June 2024, before being developed and improved into a second iteration. The evaluation of the framework should assess the appropriateness, accessibility, ease of use and impact of the framework in the creative health sector and amongst partners in health, social care, policy, research and funding. Findings will inform the framework's development in the next phase. Evaluation aims. We want to ensure that the findings from the evaluation inform the further development of the framework and are useful to the various target audiences for the framework. As well as being open to understanding unintended impacts, we want to explore and understand three aspects of the framework. One, its accessibility and ease of use by various target audiences. How accessible and easy is it to use? Two, its appropriateness and perceived relevance for its various target audiences. How has it been used in practice? How relevant is it to specific practices and contexts? Which aspects of the framework are most and least useful and what is missing? And its impact on its various target audiences. What has changed as a result of using the framework? What impact has the framework had on practice, partnership development, co-creation, project planning, learning and skills development, reflection and evaluation? Proposed evaluation methodology. We'd like the evaluation to address the aims above. We're open to proposals for methodologies, but we anticipate that it will be a mixed methods evaluation that will include surveys, including a survey of the wider sector, and focused case studies of identified programmes of varying size, geography, audience and type, enough to involve a representative sample of the intended audiences for the framework. In terms of outputs, we would like the final report to include findings related to both process and impact, recommendations for future development, and case studies of the framework in use. Person specification. The applicant should be an experienced evaluator with a sound knowledge of various methods, including both quantitative and qualitative approaches, comfortable working with diverse audiences, including freelancers, as well as managers, funders, and policymakers, experienced in working in equitable, inclusive ways, including in relation to participatory evaluation methods that might enable a diverse range of voices to be heard, ideally experienced in working with the creative and/or health sectors, experienced in co-producing creative and engaging evaluation methodologies, a good communicator, both written and verbal, and comfortable working independently as well as collaboratively. We're always interested in hearing about transferable skills as well as direct experience. Proposed timescale. September 2023, evaluator appointed. September to October, case study participants and organisations identified. Evaluation tools developed and approved for use, and plan presented for approval by the evaluator. September to March 2024, quality framework launched, evaluation data collected. January 2024, interim report. April to May 24, data analysis. And June 2024, final report. Access. This is a remote working role. We're ready to adapt our working processes in discussion with applicants. Please let us know about any access needs we can support. Fee and payments. The fee is a total of £8,000, including VAT where applicable. This will be payable in three tranches upon receipt of invoice. The first on appointment, the second on delivery of the interim report, and the third on delivery of the final report. The fee is the total amount available for this work and must include all time, materials, costs and other expenses incurred. Hours of work. This is an output-based contract, but we would not expect the contractor to exceed 25 days of work. How to apply. We'd like to receive a CV and a brief covering statement explaining your proposed approach and why you would like to do this piece of work, referring to the person specification and deliverables outlined above by 5 o'clock on Friday the 28th of July 2023. The covering information can be submitted as an email, audio recording or video recording as you prefer. We will interview during the week of the 14th of August 2023. When you apply, please confirm whether you're available for an online conversation during this week. If you can't make it, we will find another mutually convenient time. Please tell us about any access needs we can meet to support your application process. We'd also appreciate it if you could fill out our Equality, Diversity and Representation form when you apply. If you can't access this via our website, please contact us on the email I'm about to share and we'll find another way of sharing that with you. This is an anonymous form and we won't be able to connect it with your application, but it helps us assess whether we're reaching a wide pool of candidates. We're committed to ensuring our organisation is as diverse and representative as possible and are using the InCarts Unlock tool to support this process. We particularly want to encourage applications from people identifying with any of the protected characteristics as defined in the 2010 Equality Act or who are from less affluent socioeconomic backgrounds. Our email is info@culturehealthandwellbeing.org.uk.